As the federal government figures out what the terms of reference should be for its Aged Care Royal Commission, the Greens and Labor say the disability care sector must also come under scrutiny. But should the two issues be wrapped into one giant inquiry or dealt with separately? With more, here's political reporter Alexandra Beach.
This issue strikes close to home for Greens Senator Jordan Steele-John.
We speak every day with each other about people who have died because of the neglect that they have been subjected to.
The first person with a disability to sit in the Senate, he often hears horrific stories about the abuse and neglect of people in disability care.
I'm talking about being locked in rooms. I'm talking about being punched. I'm talking about being kicked. I'm talking about being spat at and restrained.
The federal government's only just announced a royal commission into aged care and is warning people to brace for some awful treatment to come to light. But Senator Steele-John wants the inquiry expanded to the disability sector.
The same factors which are leading to this horrendous abuse within the aged care system, the underpaying of staff, the lack of training, and fundamentally the culture. These things are at work within the disability sector as well.
The terms of reference for the Aged Care Royal Commission aren't yet finalised. It will look at young people with disabilities who live in nursing homes. But Senator Steele-John says the government's not doing nearly enough in this space.
I genuinely and perhaps naively believed that because I was the first disabled person to enter this place, that when I spoke to members of the government about the need for this to occur, they would view that call differently than they would somebody without a lived experience.
Labor agrees a royal commission is desperately needed into the mistreatment of people with a disability, but its plan is for a separate inquiry. Shadow Disabilities and Carers Minister Carol Brown is worried linking disability care with aged care in one mega inquiry could mean neither issue is dealt with in enough detail.
I've met with many disability organisations and people with disability who have experienced violence and abuse. They want a royal commission that will look entirely into their issues.
If Labor wins the next election, Senator Brown says the party would get to work immediately.
I would envisage that the terms of reference would be started to be worked on nearly straight away.
Senator Steele-John raised the idea of an expanded royal commission during question time yesterday, but the leader of the government in the Senate, Matthias Cormann, brushed it aside.
There have already been multiple inquiries looking into issues of abuse and neglect of people with disability at both the federal and state levels.
That's the government Senate leader Matthias Cormann ending that report by Alexandra Beach. And the Prime Minister Scott Morrison was asked a short time ago about whether the Royal Commission should be extended to examine the disability care sector.
Royal Commission into aged care will be also looking at these in-home aged care places, as of course it will be dealing with young people living with disabilities in residential aged care. It is a very focused inquiry. It's important that we keep the focus of these inquiries. If they become an inquiry into everything, they become too broad.
That's the Prime Minister Scott Morrison.